A lot of us have had to make, you know, decisions of what we feel like is best for ourselves, our career, our families, and I'm thankful to be here. I mean, this has been a great place for me. It's really benefited me and my family. We're grateful to have an opportunity to work for Mr. Kraft and his family, to coach for Bill, and then to be with the staff every day and the players that we have an opportunity to work with. It really is an opportunity that you have to cherish and be grateful for each day, and I certainly am.
Well, this is going to sound like a Bill Belichick coach team. I'm tough, smart, dependable, and can play under pressure. So, you know, that's been a good formula. I'll go with that one.
Say really right now is nothing's been made official. We're all kind of sitting back right now waiting to hear what does happen. And whatever they adjust the rules to or keep the same, that's how we're going to play it. So we're kind of in a holding pattern right now as coaches in terms of what we can do, what we can prepare. The only thing I can tell you is that we're kind of, you know, coming up with a couple different plans on what may or may not happen, just so we're a little bit ahead of the curve. But then once the owners vote on it and make something official, then we'll go ahead and attack at full speed.
I really like the guys we have here right now. That's the good news. The bad news is we can't work with some of them until training camp starts because we've got two guys with shoulders, got a guy with a bad foot, and on and on and on. But that's the hand we've been dealt, okay? When training camp comes around, they're all going to be out there. And I'm really excited about working with these guys. I want to make that really clear to everybody.
You know, obviously there's a voluntary part of our year. We don't have any control over that part of it. And as coaches, selfishly, we always want them all here because that's where we have the most fun and you enjoy working with them all. But I totally understand those things happen. It's happened here before. And I have no doubt that, you know, he's doing what he thinks is right for him and his family. And I completely respect that. I know he'll be ready to go. I know he'll be in good shape and good condition. I'm sure he's working really hard. And I'm not really worried about that.